What do you get when three comic and entertainment enthusiasts join together to discuss the topics that interest us all? Something that is truly larger than life. What's on the page?
On the screen.
And on our minds. Is front and center here on Larger Than Life with Dan Totora and co-hosts TJ Yeldon and Brian Yeldon.
Welcome here to Larger Than Life with Dan Tortora on largerthanlifedt.com and on the app largerthanlifedt.podbean.com/mobile. That's largerthanlifedt.podbean.com/mobile. Happy to be sharing with you today my conversation with Tashae West and Moses Mosley, better known as Michonne's Pets, from The Walking Dead. Those two gentlemen that were chained to her, had their arms cut off, and had their jaws taken care of to the point where they couldn't bite nor could they scratch, but they were also good pets, so to speak. They were the protectors of Michonne while she was out in the wild, and I'm very happy to have them here with me in today's show, so I gladly bring you into that right now.
First and foremost, for both of you guys, I mean, just being a part of the show, being on the set, I kind of want to start there, just what the experience was like when you got the call and the opportunity. I'll start with you, Tashae.
For me, I didn't know what The Walking Dead was, so it was just another job.
Pretty much the same here. Like, I didn't know anything about the show, and I didn't, like, find out about it till after I got there and shot with them for a couple days, and after that, I was hooked on it pretty much.
So, Not really knowing anything about it going in, I mean, did you have any expectation or anything? I mean, did you look it up and go into it after? You're just kind of like, it's a job and I'll see what it's about?
I mean, they told me the craziness of what I was playing, and it was, like, pretty crazy. I was like, oh, okay, I wonder how they're going to do that. But it was cool.
As far as you, Moses, what'd you take from it?
Pretty much the same thing. Like, I just looked at it like a learning experience, and, like, when I found out everything they were going to do, I was just more anxious to see what they were going to do and how they were going to do it versus even shooting anything. I like to learn, and I wanted to figure out, like, exactly how they made everything, so that was pretty awesome for me to learn and everything.
When you saw the finished product, and obviously you guys, you know, were all done up and put out there on set, and it was real, it was tangible, Tashae, what was that like to be out on the set and actually be in that experience and be like, okay, this is what it's all about?
No, that was actually the most entertaining part, because I was able to be in, you know, Hollywood, even though it was in Atlanta, but it was like Hollywood, legitimately Hollywood, an actual production that these huge stars are on. And, you know, of course I looked up the show by then, so then it was like, oh, cool.
What about you? When it was all said and done and you actually got to see the finished product, Moses, what was that like for you?
To me, it was kind of mind-blowing, because when you're walking through everything and actually filming, you never know exactly how it looks while you're doing it. But, like, to see everything, it kind of, like, blew my mind that it looked like that. Because in my head, it didn't look anything like how I thought it was. And it just looked so well done and just so, like, just how they just organized everything. And I thought it was amazing just to see the finished product and see everything, all the hard work they put into it. Everything.
Bring me into the costuming of it all. Just, I mean, how it looks to us, but how it feels to be in that costume and in that experience. Just bring me into how they made it look so realistic, and just when you looked down and saw the finished product, just what that was like.
It was just, like, amazing people working. Like, these people had did Star Wars, they had did Star Trek, they had did all the films that you probably thought makeup was amazing. So, actually, it really didn't take that long. It was only 2.5 hours, and they made us look phenomenal and very scary.
And when you saw it, you know, bring me into the costume of it all. Moses, just what it looked like, and kind of how, I mean, we know how we saw you, but where are your arms going? Where's everything going in this costume?
Well, to make our arms disappear, they put the green screen sleeves on us. So, like, it was basically we're walking around, like, with our arms out, trying not to move it too much, because they had to remove everything with CGI, you know, and the more you move when you're trying to remove it, the more expensive it is, so you have to stay completely still. So in your head, you're looking like you're Frankenstein or something. You're like, this is going to look so stupid. Like, I don't even know how I look right now. I feel dumb. But then it's like when you see it, it's like, damn, that really looked good, you know? So it's like, it's one of those things you don't know exactly how it's going to turn out till you actually see it for yourself. And for me, like in my head, I didn't think it would look half as amazing as it did. And I was just thankful they were just professionals and they knew exactly what they were doing. They knew what they wanted. And I was just glad we could bring that to them, you know?
Did either of you ever get yelled at by anybody on set for moving too much? And was there ever a time where you were costing them way too much money in CG?
Actually, no. I mean, they let us know what to do, and we just did it. Ain't nobody trying to get fired.
Did you ever try to mess with each other and see if you could get the other person to move a little bit?
Because like really, we couldn't even see. We were like, we couldn't even really see anything or move around too much. So like when they didn't use us, we were pretty much like sitting in a chair off to the side somewhere. Because one, you don't want to fall on your face because, you know, with everything on, and you don't want to move too much. Otherwise, they're going to have to reapply the makeup and everything, and it's going to be more expensive. So you want to be on your best behavior, you know.
When you're on the set and it's a set that, you know, is so secretive and not even letting pieces of the script out at different times, did you have specific protocol? I mean, could you not speak to anybody? I mean, how was it as far as...
You can speak to whoever. It was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't any, like, type of serious like that.
I mean, if you saw something on
other
set.
People, yeah. I mean, you can't say anything that was happening on set, off set. Like,
yeah.
That's how people get fired. But besides that... It was cool.
Moses, did you take some time, both of you guys, take some time to kind of walk around and experience the set at all? Were you kept in one area, or did you get to kind of see different parts of it?
For me, like when I was the Pet Walker makeup, I didn't really get a chance to walk around too much because of, you know, the sensitivity of the makeup.
Yep.
You had to pretty much be off, you know, to one side and not move around too much. Otherwise, you're going to end up having to redo the makeup and everything. But on days where I didn't have to be in full makeup, like I was able to walk around and look a little bit and, you know, just see exactly what the area was. And I was already familiar with Sonoya, so I pretty much knew that area. But it was like really interesting to see how they brought everything there and how everything changed just from them being there and just from them setting up different sets and everything. But it was pretty awesome
working with Danai Gurira. Just what you can say about that. I'll start with you, Thishay. Just what that experience was like to work with someone who, I mean, I have a lot of respect for, a lot of people around this country do. She just got an opportunity with Black Panther and continues to move forward in her career. So what was it like to work with her?
Before this, I didn't know exactly who she was, so it was a cool opportunity, you know, now looking back at the time, because she was so nice. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't like she was, like, this huge Hollywood superstar who needed two trailers and all this, and three people to fan her. She was a regular person, and it was, like, a cool working experience.
Moses, what was it like for you working with Janai?
Same here. She was, like, really down to earth and such a nice woman to work with. And to see everything she's doing now, it's, like, it's just, it makes you appreciate, you know, the time that you had more so. Because, you know, like, as everybody moves up and continues, it's just, like, this is where you started out at. And to see how they're progressing, it's, like, it's a humbling experience, you know. But she was an amazing person, like, really nice and down to earth. And I'm blessed to even have got a chance to meet her and work with her.
And when you say she was so nice, so down to earth, I mean, was that your expectation going on the set that you were going to get that, or did you think you were going to get the two trailers and people fanning them and all that?
Honestly, you never know. So, like, I go in, like, kind of with an open mind of expecting everything, you know.
Yeah.
But when you get there, it's like they're so, like, they're welcoming and they want you to be happy to be there. So it's like you kind of get surprised, but at the same time, it's like you're happy that that's how the kind of people that they are, because now you feel comfortable asking questions and you feel better with, you know, like, being there. You don't feel like you're on pins and needles, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, everybody's, like, it's really down there. It's like Southern Comfort, pretty much, you know, and they're, like, just really nice to talk to and really great people.
You guys said going in that you didn't really know a lot about it, but now to see how big this show has gotten, biggest show on television, you look at everything AMC has done. I mean, you could turn on Netflix, you could turn on and go to On Demand, a bunch of different things, and go back and watch yourselves. I mean, do you ever go back and watch it now that you know how big it's become and truly what it is?
Yeah, I mean, I just like it as a show, you know. At the end of the day, it's just a good show.
You're into it now.
Yeah, it's just,
you're in now.
Yeah, I don't really go to watch it because it's like this huge thing, but I just go because it's just a good show.
You know, what about you now? Now that you know exactly what this is and how big it's become, just what you could say about it, Moses?
Me, I'm hooked on it, and honestly, it's probably my second favorite show.
What's the first?
First is Supernatural. I love Supernatural. Yeah, it's right up there with Supernatural, though. But like honestly, because I've watched all the episodes now, and it's like I feel like I've connected with them to the point where it's like I know who they are, and I just want to see how they're all going to fare, and you know, in the remainder of the series. And yeah, it's like I'm hooked on it. Like I love it.
Before I let you guys go, when you found out that the pets were going to be gone, that you're no longer going to be on the show, how did it come about? How did they let you know? And what was your reaction in that moment of knowing that, you know, anything can happen at any time?
I mean, it was the day of. Honestly, I was kind of tired of waking up early, super early. I mean, it was a great opportunity.
Yeah.
It was an amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
But every morning, waking up at 3 a.m., driving an hour and a half, and then sitting in 2.5 worth of makeup, was like, eh. But then it was like, eh, why'd you kill me at the same time? You know, so, you know, it's what it is.
So you didn't want to wake up early, but you
didn't want to die.
You didn't want to die, too. What about you, Moses?
Same thing. Is like, you get, like, tired with all the makeup and everything and constantly having to take stuff out of your hair and, like, you know, just constantly having to redo yourself to get alive again. But yeah, it's like, at the same time, you know, you love being a part of it and you will want to be a part of it again. But at the same time, it's like, you're happy that you don't have to wake up early in the morning all the time and have to go through all that makeup. And yeah, it's kind of like one of those situations where you love your job, but you hate some of the stuff you got to do.
Yeah.
But when it's your time to go, you got to go, you know.
And lastly, to go into it, you know, the 2.5 hours, but to come out of it, just speak about that, what it was like to go through the process of, like Moses said, coming alive again. Just what that was like for you guys to be like, okay, I'm off set. Now I want to go out to the bar. I want to go hang out with my friends or go out on a date or something like that. Just how much time it took for you to kind of get out of it.
I mean, it wasn't that difficult. I mean, like, literally they gave you this, like, saline solution that you just wiped off all the makeup. And you had to go home and take a shower and just get out there. You know, maybe like a 45-minute situation.
It's always easier coming out of something than going into it. So what was it like for you, Moses? Did you have...
That's what she said.
Respect. I respect that. I respect that. I'm usually the one that's quick on that one. So that's all you... Hey, you said you were tired this morning.
I was waiting for it.
That's what she said. So for you, Moses, I mean, did you have... Either one of you have any experience where, you know, you were supposed to be going out on a date or you had to be somewhere and you're, like, in the car trying to get yourself right and then make sure you go home and take a shower? Were you ever in a rush trying to come out of that costume?
Really, no. Like, the only kind of embarrassing thing that happened to me was during the Entertainment Weekly photo shoot we did. I was like, we had just got done shooting, and like, I was like so hungry, and like, I just rushed over to the lunch area where they prepare food for us, and like, I got there so quickly that I forgot that I had the prosthetic around my mouth. So it was like, I was like fighting with my fork trying to figure out why the food wasn't going in my mouth, and then it kind of hit me. I'm like, you idiot, you still have on the stuff on your face. So like, I had to like leave and go back to the prop people so they could actually move it again, like harder, and yeah, like pull it down harder so I could actually get to my mouth. That's probably like the most embarrassing thing that happened, though. But
I would just love to see you guys go through a drive-thru.
That sounds crazy, right?
Yeah. I just love to see you go through a drive-thru with all the makeup still on. That'd be awesome. I like that. But I appreciate you both taking some time with me
go
today.
Go through a drive-thru with the makeup
go
on.
Go through the drive-thru with the makeup on. Just full makeup. I don't think people would care at this point.
Hey.
The way the world's going, they'd be like, oh, yeah. It's just Moses and the shit. That's right. No big deal. Well, thank you. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.